Okay, this is our last night for Soldiers of Christ until after the summer. We're going to take a summer break from this, and we know that a lot of folks are going to be traveling, and because of that, we want to make sure that everybody's hopefully back in town when we resume this. You know, Soldiers of Christ is a different kind of study, and it's one of those things that we're trying to have for the entire congregation to study together so that we can have kind of a class setting on a Sunday night, learn some key things about, especially about the life of Jesus as we go through this this part of this study. And hopefully this has been beneficial for us as individuals, as families. And we would encourage you to use the website. All of these, there are the quizzes that we have under the Bible study tab on our website. Just go to the Soldiers of Christ selection under there, and you can go and take these quizzes and see how much you're learning from these cards. But I would encourage you to be using them in your families, in your homes, and just trying to build faith. That's what this is all about, is about building our faith and our devotion to our Lord, not just learning facts and information, but writing these things on our hearts so that we can be drawn closer to Him. You know, it's what we talked about a few minutes ago. You know, there are things we know about Jesus. We've known Him for a long time. Well, okay, but dwell on those for a little bit. Why have we known them? Why are they so important? They're not just random facts to learn. They're life-changing things to know. And so as we take this last night and reflect on what we have talked about so far this year, what I'm looking for are some experts to come and to help us to be reminded of some facts. And I don't know if we have any experts in here, but I'm looking for somebody who is an expert in the identity of Jesus. I mean, that's, we talked about Jesus a lot in the invitation part of the lesson tonight, but I'm wondering if there's anybody who is an expert in just the identity of Jesus, who He was, who He was going to be when He came to this earth. Rod, you look like you've got serious confidence tonight. Like, you know the identity. Rod, I need you to come up here and sit in this chair, buddy. This is your chair tonight, man. You are our expert in the identity of Jesus. I mean, look at this guy. I mean, he's just like, his brain is about ready to explode with all that he knows about Jesus, right? You know what? David, I didn't get the handheld mic. Could you bring the handheld mic up to me? I'll use it in just a minute. All right. I'm also looking for an expert in the birth of Jesus. Somebody that knows everything that we need to know tonight about Jesus' birth, the things that happened around that, and just those things that will help us to really know and to love Jesus. Our expert, he's even raising his hand. He knows it's him. All right, David, come on up, bud. David, this is your seat, bud. You are the expert tonight in the birth. Look at this. This guy is just overflowing with exuberance and excitement to be our expert tonight. Are you ready for this? I know he's awesome. All right, so I need somebody. Let's see. Thank you, David. I need somebody who is an expert in the childhood of Jesus. Somebody, not his birth. I mean, he's already born. So we'll let David deal with the expert in the birth side of it, but somebody who's an expert in the childhood of Jesus, like when he was a child on this earth and the things that we know about him before he was a man, but when he was a child. I wonder if we have anybody who's an expert and knows about Jesus as a Lucas, you got your glasses on. You are perfect for this role. So right here, dude, this is your seat. Love your shark shirt. All right, here is our expert in the childhood of Jesus. You think you know something about Jesus being a child? I know. See, look at this. I mean, are these guys confident or what? They know their stuff. All right, now, we need an expert not in the birth of Jesus, because who's the expert in the birth of Jesus? See, right there. All right, so we've already got that covered. But we need somebody who's an expert in the birth of John the Baptist. So he knows about the birth of Jesus, but we need somebody who's an expert in the facts and knows about the birth of John the Baptist. So I'm looking around, and Willie, you look scared, like you think I'm going to call your name or something. It's okay, brother. No worries. All right. Levi, come on up, buddy. Look, this guy, he looks like a scholar. I should have written the word scholar right here, all right? Look at this tie. This guy is awesome. All right, so he is our expert. He is our scholar in the birth of John the Baptist. Little puppies on the tie. Cool tie, dude. All right, last expert. We are surrounded by brilliance tonight, all right? So now, last expert I need is not in the birth of John the Baptist, because he's got to get born, but after he's born, what does this guy do? What does John the Baptist do? I'm wondering if we have anybody who might know something about what John the Baptist did in his work. Caleb, come on up, bud. Caleb is our expert in the work of John the Baptist. You think you know one or two things?
Yes.
All right, good. I need you to know more than one or two, though, okay? But we'll get there. Okay, so do these guys look smart or what? I mean, now school is ending, right? School is ending. Is that a good thing?
Yes, that's a good thing.
So they have been learning. Their minds have been filled with all of this information. But you know what? When you're learning about God and about the Bible and about Jesus, the learning never stops. You know how I know the learning never stops? Look at all the old people who are here tonight. And the learning, because that's how great it is to learn about God. That's how, you know why these people are here tonight? Because they want to learn about God. They want to learn about Jesus. They can't get enough of it. Is that why you're here tonight? That's why we're here tonight. We're here to worship our God, to praise Him. That's what this night is all about. So, all right. Let's see if these guys really know their stuff. Bob, can you go to slide 3? We're going to skip slide 2. Let's go to slide 3. All right, so Jesus, his identity. Somebody who knows something about yes, that's you, bud, the expert in the identity of Jesus. So Rod's just making sure that's him. So each of these guys has 6 questions, I think. If I counted them right, each of these guys has 6, and Lucas is confirming that it's 6 things that they know about these things. Now, here's the thing. I don't just want to find out if you know it. I want to find out if they know it. You know, I know you're the expert, so I expect you to know it all, right? You're the expert. But does everybody else know this information? That's the test tonight, all right? So, here we go. We're going to start with the identity of Jesus. All right, Rod, here's your question. Let me make sure we're good here. Rod, here's the first question. In the beginning, Jesus was?
With God and was God.
Did he know that? Do you know that? Do you know where that's found in the Bible? John 1:1. That's a verse to know. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was? With God and was God. See, these guys know. That's not even their field of expertise, and they know this stuff. Do you know that Jesus was God before he ever came to this earth? He wasn't just made and created into some being when he came to this earth. He always was God. So, here's my next question for you, Sir Expert Rod, about the identity of Jesus. Did Jesus have a role in the creation? What was Christ's role in the creation? What did he do?
I don't know.
Did he make anything? Did Jesus make anything? How many things did Jesus make in creation?
All things.
Okay. So it wasn't just a few things. So everything on day... How many things did Jesus make on day 1? Did he make all things on day 1?
No.
Yes. Yes. I know you're tricking us. Yes. Did he make all things on day 2? Yes.
Yes.
Did he make all things on day 3?
Yes.
All things on day 4?
Yes.
All things on day 5?
Yes.
All things on day 6?
Yes.
We got some more experts over here. So Jesus made everything, right? Does that mean that he made himself too? Was he a created? No, he wasn't a creator. No, he was the creator. All right, so Jesus comes to this earth. And so there's a question that says, the Word became, do you know that? The Word became something. He came to this earth. He became flesh and then did something.
He became flesh and dwelled among us.
Okay. Isn't that amazing? So if God loved us enough that he wanted to save us, Do you think he could have figured out a different way to save us than actually coming here and living here himself? You think he could have figured out some other way? He came and lived here himself. This guy is on fire right here. He must have eaten like a jar of M&Ms on the way here. He is on fire. Or half a jar. Maybe just half a jar. All right. So he became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, one verse says that he would be called Emmanuel. That's kind of a funny name. Why would he be called Emmanuel? Do you know what Emmanuel means?
God with us.
God with us. Oops, I put all the answers up. Shouldn't have done that. I don't want you all to cheat. All right, it means God with. So when Jesus is on this earth, it's not just some man, it's God. And so he fulfilled three different anointed roles. It's the same words we have on the cards, the same names we have on the cards. You remember what his anointed roles were? You got the prophet, and you got the priest.
Oh, prophet, priest, and king.
Prophet, priest, and king. So Jesus was all of those things. You remember how many prophecies he fulfilled?
332.
Was that all of them? That was all of them, right?
Yes.
So Jesus comes and fulfills every prophecy that was made about the Christ in the Old Testament. What if he hadn't fulfilled them all? He couldn't be the Christ. Does this guy know what he's talking? This guy's smart right here. This guy's smart, right? He knows his stuff. He knows about Jesus. Rod, I want to challenge you. Don't ever forget these things that you're learning. Write them on your heart, buddy. Learn some more about Jesus. And understand that this is the most important thing that we can know. That Jesus came and lived on this earth and he was God. Now, does anybody know anything about the birth of Jesus? Hey, bud. All right, so about the birth of Jesus. So you were there, right? When Jesus was born, were you there? Were you there? Oh, you weren't there? So how do you know so much about it? How do you know? Did you read the Bible stories and learn about it? Did your mom tell you? Your mom told you? Yes? All right. So I know I have confusing questions and we're not sure what the answers are. And I understand the same thing. You know, ask Katie and Kelly. I have confusing questions and we're not always sure what the answers are. So let's talk about Jesus's birth. Are you in the right chair? Are you the expert about the birth of Jesus? Okay, good. All right. So, Mr. Expert about the birth of Jesus, I would like to know, when it was time for Jesus to be born, who announced the birth of Jesus to Mary? Who announced his birth? It was an angel with an interesting name.
Gabriel.
Gabriel, that's right, announced the birth of Jesus to Mary, who was going to have him. Is your name Gabriel? What? You've got a really cool name. What's your name again?
David Willingham.
No, Levi.
Hang on a second. What's his name?
David William Bound.
There we go. Okay.
That's not my name, Levi. It's just D A V I D.
Yeah. Okay. So D A V I D. All right. So good. All right. We've got the names cleared out. All right. Good stuff. All right. There was a reason. There was a chair of separation. Maybe there should have been four or five chairs of separation. All right. So, all right, Mr. Expert, were you there? Did you see this happen? The birth of, oh, you weren't there. All right. So is there a book that tells us about Jesus being born? Is there a book? Maybe is there a song? Maybe we read about it in the song book, right? It's the song book down there that we read about Jesus being born, right? No. What?
This book.
Oh, okay. This book we read about in the Bible. Okay, so what was the angel's name? Hey, look over here. Don't look at that expert. You're the expert over here. So what was the angel's name again that told Mary about Jesus?
Gabriel.
Okay. Now what was the city where the angel appeared to Mary?
Nazareth.
Have you ever been to Nazareth? Oh, me neither. Okay, I really want to go. But so that was in the city of Nazareth. Now, Who was going to be Jesus' mother and earthly father? What were their names?
Mary and Joseph.
Mary and Joseph. I mean, it's like he's got these answers ready to. That's what experts do. They know it all. Now, Jesus wasn't born in Nazareth. Do you remember the birthplace? Remember the city where Jesus was born?
Bethlehem.
Man, this guy is sharp. All right, now, after he was born, there were some wise men, not wise guys, there were some wise men who came to see Jesus, and they came from the east. Now, what led them? What was it that led the wise? Was it like the Krispy Kreme hot sign that led them to find Jesus? You remember what led them? It was in the sky. Remember what led them to see Jesus? You remember what was in the sky? It wasn't the sun. It wasn't a moon. But it was something else that led the wise men.
Star in the east.
The star in the east is exactly right. All right, last question, Mr. Expert. When the wise men got there, did they bring gift cards, like Amazon gift cards? Is that what they brought for Jesus? Did they have like a shower for Jesus? Then he got diapers and all that? No, okay. So what did the wise men bring for Jesus?
Frankincense, gold, and myrrh.
Awesome. All right. Do you have any gold? Do you have any gold and frankincense or myrrh that you want to share?
My mommy has frankincense and myrrh.
Say that again.
My mommy has frankincense and myrrh.
Okay. All right. That's what I thought. Okay. But I'm not really interested in that. Does your mommy have gold?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. So no gold from the mommy. All right. Mr. Expert, you know your stuff about the birth of Jesus. Good job. All right. Now, Mr. Expert, about the childhood of Jesus. See, when Jesus was born, was that a big deal that Jesus was born?
No.
Yeah, that was a really big deal that Jesus was born. But what about Jesus when he was a child on this earth? What about Jesus? Was Jesus ever your age? Was he ever your, how old are you? 4, I can count. All right, so was Jesus ever 4 years old when he was on this earth? Of course he was. How old are you? 8. Was Jesus ever 8?
Yes.
Of course he had. If he was ever 8, he had to be 4 to get there first. So, Lucas, how old are you?
5.
All right. So, was Jesus ever 5?
Yes.
Of course he was. All right. So, Jesus lives on this earth as a child. How would you like to have been Mary and Joseph raising Jesus? Would you have spanked Jesus?
No.
We don't want to spank anybody, especially Jesus. Can you imagine?
Only the moms and dads spank our children.
That's right. Only the moms and the dads spank the children. Good answer, buddy. So can you imagine being Jesus' mom or dad? Would that have been a tough job? Mm-hmm. A tough job, right? So they're raising Jesus as a child. Now, Mr. Expert about the childhood of Jesus. This expert over here told us that Jesus was born in the city of, it wasn't Nazareth. It was the city of what now? What city was he born in?
Bethlehem.
All right, so he's born in Bethlehem, but he didn't stay there. And so we learn in the Bible that Joseph took Jesus to escape Herod. Where did Joseph take Jesus to escape Herod?
Egypt.
Have you ever been to Egypt?
No.
No. Okay, I haven't either. Have you ever walked like an Egyptian?
No.
No. Okay, so he takes him to Egypt. Do you know why? Do you remember why he took him to Egypt? Because somebody was trying to hurt him. Somebody was trying to, is that bad? Herod the Great was trying to hurt baby Jesus. What's wrong with Herod the Great? Something going on with him. Now, when they got back from Egypt, what became Jesus' hometown? Where did he live?
Nazareth.
Nazareth. All right. This guy knows his stuff. Have you ever been to Nazareth?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe one day you can take me there. All right, so maybe one day Lucas and David go and travel to Nazareth. So he gets to Nazareth. He grew up, you didn't grow up in Nazareth, right?
Nope.
So when Jesus turns 12, Levi, are you 12?
No, I'm 4.
Oh, okay. Caleb, are you 12?
No, 8.
You're 8. 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12. Do we have anybody who's 12? Anybody who's close? All right, so some of you could take your age and divide it by about 5 or 6 and get to 12. All right, so when Jesus is 12, maybe I shouldn't have said that. All right, how old was Jesus when he got lost in Jerusalem?
12.
Oh, I already gave you the answer. I shouldn't have done that, but you already knew the answer. He was 12 years old when he got, have you ever gotten lost?
No.
Good. All right, good answer. All right, that saves at least 2 people in the room from a lot of questions. All right, now, when Jesus' parents found him, what was the response of Jesus when his mother found him?
I must be about my father's business.
Oh, wow. That's a good thing to say, isn't it? You know what you need to be about, Lucas? You need to be about God's business too. You know what you need to be about, David, Mr. Expert about the birth of Jesus? You need to be about God's business. You know what you need to be about? About God's business. Levi, you know what you need to be about? God's business. Caleb, guess what you need to be about? See, you got this figured out. Jesus, you have this figured out before you're 12. You have this figured out when you're 4. I need to be about God's business. Lucas, guess what some of these old people out here need to be about?
God.
They need, see? Preach it, brother. They need to be about God's business, every single one of them. Now, the Bible tells us that when Jesus was growing, that he grew in 4 different areas. Do you remember those 4 areas?
Wisdom, stature, favor with God, favor with men.
Wow, that's a lot to learn. You know what that means? He got smarter, he got taller, he got closer to God, and he got closer to his friends on this earth. That's pretty cool. He grew in every way that he possibly could. All right, last question, Mr. Expert. Man, you know your stuff. Last question, Mr. Expert, about the childhood of Jesus. What was Jesus' work before he began his ministry?
Carpenter.
Carpenter. What's a carpenter? Do you know what a carpenter is?
Mm-hmm. It's someone who makes chairs and tables.
Okay, makes chairs and tables. Do you know any carpenters? Some of these people are starting to sing songs in their head when I say carpenters.
No.
Do you know, you don't know any carpenters?
Nope.
Dirk and Darren, can you all stand up? Do you know those guys over there? Mm-hmm. They're master of all trades, all right? So I'm not limiting them to carpenters. But I want you to look at these guys. Are these big guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are they strong guys?
Yes.
Yes, all right. Do you think Jesus was big and strong?
Yes.
Yes. All right, y'all can sit down. Thank you for being big and strong and not small and weak. Jesus was not some kind of a pushover. He was raised in a carpenter's home to be a carpenter. He was a tough guy, not some weakling like some people want to make him out to be. Thank you, Mr. Expert, about the childhood of Jesus. All right, Mr. Expert, about the birth of John the Baptist. Was John the Baptist the same person as Jesus?
No.
Oh, different. Are there different people?
Yes.
Okay, different people. All right, so John the Baptist, were you there when he was born?
No.
You weren't. How do you know so much about John the Baptist then?
I read the book.
You read the book, of course. I mean, that's the only way to know. The only way to know is to read the book. So, all right, so Mr. Expert in the birth of John the Baptist. We probably shouldn't have been saying this answer so much, but who was the forerunner of Jesus? You remember who it was? It's who we're talking about. It's the name we've been saying. Who came before Jesus, Mr. Expert of the birth about who?
Jesus.
About John the Baptist? Who was the forerunner of Jesus?
Elijah.
Well, that's part of it, right? So, who was the Old Testament prophet that John the Baptist was like? Say that again. Elijah, right?
Elijah.
So, do you know anything about Elijah? Have you ever read about Elijah in the book? In the book that talks about Elijah?
He was a prophet of God.
He was a prophet of God. And so John the Baptist comes along and he reminds the people about Elijah. Was Elijah a tough guy in the Old Testament? You just say yes because you're the expert.
Yes.
Of course he was. So Elijah's a tough guy. You think John the Baptist was a tough guy? Now, here's how we know John the Baptist was a tough guy. Well, we'll ask that in a minute. Do you remember John the Baptist's parents' names?
Zacharias and Elizabeth.
Zacharias and Elizabeth. Do you know anybody named Zacharias? No. Do you know anybody named Miss Elizabeth? Look over there for just a second. Do you know anybody named Miss Elizabeth sitting behind your mom? Mm. Sitting behind your mom.
Nope.
I don't know what you call her.
Liz.
That's what I call her, is Miss Elizabeth. What do you call her?
Liz.
Liz, okay. Whoop. All right. Do you know anybody named Liz? Okay, all right, so you know, you don't know Zacharias, but you know an Elizabeth. So, do you remember the name of the angel who announced the birth of John the Baptist? It was the same angel who announced the birth about...
Zacharias.
Who was the birth? You're the expert in the birth of Jesus, right? So, what was the name of that angel who announced the birth of Jesus to Mary? What was his name? Started with a G, And it sounded like Abriel? Oh!
Gabriel.
All right, so he's the same guy. So who announced the birth of John the Baptist?
Gabriel.
All right. When Gabriel told Zacharias about the birth of John the Baptist, what was the sign that was given to John the Baptist to make sure, given to Zacharias to make sure that he really knew John was going to be born? What was that sign? What was he unable to do?
He couldn't talk until he was born.
Whoa. How long do you think you could go without talking?
A long time?
Could you go a whole day without talking?
No.
Could you go for 9 months without talking?
No.
Whoa! Zacharias went for nine months. That's a long time, and he couldn't talk. Can you imagine what that was like? For Elizabeth, it was heaven, but for him, it was horrible. He couldn't stand it. He couldn't talk. Now, why wasn't he able to talk? It was a sign that what God was telling him was true. What was the purpose of miracles in the Bible? The purpose of miracles was to prove that the message was true. He couldn't speak. That's a miracle. It confirms what I am being told is true. If you walked out of the temple and you couldn't talk, you walked in, you were talking just fine, and now you couldn't talk, would that get your attention? That'd get my attention. That would get Levi's attention in a hurry. All right, last question, Mr. Expert in the birth of John the Baptist. What was the message of John the Baptist? What did he go around preaching? Remember what he said?
God.
He told him to repent in what?
In God.
He told him to believe in God, and he told him to repent because he said the kingdom of heaven, remember that part? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Do you remember that about John the Baptist when you read the book?
No.
You don't remember that? That was probably in a later verse, or maybe a different translation or something, because you're probably reading the original Greek or something, because you're the expert in the birth of John the Baptist. But John went around preaching, repent for the kingdom of heaven. I'm on the wrong questions, aren't I? Oh, that's the next question. Whoops. Sorry, I was on his question. What did baby John do? What did baby John do when he heard Mary speak?
He leaped in his mother's womb.
He leaped. Can you show me what that might... Stand up on the floor. Just show me what that might look like. He leaped. Whoa! So he did that in his mother's womb. Was he alive? Are you alive?
Yes.
Do you have to be alive to leap?
Yes.
Yes, you have to be alive to leap. So you're... Okay, now get back in the chair. I don't want you to be too alive. All right? So he leaped in his mother's womb, showing that he was alive, showing that he knew who Mary was. She was going to be the mother of Jesus. All right, real quick, Mr. Final Expert, you have been waiting patiently, as all good experts do. All right, you are not the expert in the birth of John the Baptist. You are the expert in the work of John the Baptist. That's a load. That's a load, because the birth takes place in a moment, but the work, that's a long time. Are you sure you know about the work of John the Baptist? What would you say, if you had to summarize the work of John the Baptist, what was it?
He was baptizing people.
Okay, he was. Now, why was he doing that? What was he doing for Jesus? What was he doing for Jesus? Did he come before or after Jesus?
After.
Jesus came after him. He came before Jesus, right? So he was preparing people for Jesus. What does that mean? He was preparing people for Jesus. He was helping people get ready for Jesus. Mm-hmm. Do people ever have to prepare for you coming? I mean, does your mom or dad ever say, "Watch out, Caleb's coming"? You know, because you know they know that you're storming into the room. You know, that's what John was doing. John was telling people, "You need to get ready. This guy is coming." Now, he went around preaching. Do you know where he preached?
In the wilderness of Judea.
Very smart. Have you ever been there, by the way?
No.
I hear they've got really good winters there in the wilderness of Judea. You've never been there? Okay. Well, maybe sometime we can all take a trip. All right? And go to the... But he's preaching out in the wilderness. But out in the wilderness, I mean, all of this preaching's going on. What do you remember what he was wearing out in the... What was his clothing like?
He was wearing camel's hair. And he ate locusts and wild honey.
Whoa. Have you ever eaten locusts and wild honey?
No.
Would you like to?
No.
No, okay. Have you ever worn camel's hair?
No.
No. Okay. Would you expect a tough guy to wear camel's hair and eat locusts and wild honey? I mean, does that picture as a guy that's, this is pretty serious dude, right? I mean, he's not going around eating gummy bears. I mean, he's eating locusts and wild honey. I mean, he is one serious guy. All right, so, what was his name? John the who?
Baptist.
But why is he called that? I mean, that's kind of a funny name to put on a birth certificate. John the Baptist. I mean, why was he called the Baptist?
Because he baptized people.
What does that mean? What does it mean to baptize people?
Baptize means to wash away all your sins.
Okay, that's what happens. So, when you baptize somebody, get down on the floor, and I want you to kind of demonstrate, like, picture that you're baptizing somebody. All right, just imagine. I'm not going to let you baptize anybody in particular, but I just want you to imagine. I want you to imagine. So I want you to picture for us, what would you do if you were going to baptize somebody?
Go in water.
Yeah, you would have to get down in water. Now, all right, I want you to imagine that they're standing right here in front of you. What would you do with them?
Pour them down in the water.
You put them down in the water. Wouldn't you? That's how you baptize somebody. Would you just take a little cup of water and sprinkle it on their head?
No.
Okay, so that's not baptized. All right, get back in your seat. I don't want you to baptize me now. All right, so he's going around baptizing people. Now, what was the purpose? What was the purpose of John's baptism? You've already said it once, that he was baptizing people so that they could have...
Wash away their sins.
Wash away their sins. So they could have the remission. So they needed to be having all of their sins forgiven too. Now, the question I mistakenly asked this expert... I now need to ask this expert, what was his message? What was he preaching and telling people to do?
Repent, for the Lord, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Right. Do you know what the kingdom of heaven is? It's the church. So he was telling them, you need to repent so that you can get ready to be in the church. Let me ask all of you something. Do you know these 36 answers?
Yes.
Are all of you, I mean, I know he does, it's obvious. Are all of you an expert in Jesus?
Yep.
I know this has been an exercise in review tonight. I know that we have been over these things and over these things and over these things. But we've done this tonight for a number of reasons. One, we've done it for these five experts up here to be reminded about the beauty of the Bible and to know what Levi said, it's in the book. To be reminded of the beauty of Jesus. Say it again. How many books are in the Bible? 61, 62, how many books are in the Bible?
63.
66, right? Awesome. All right, so there's a lot of books. 66, I think. Have you counted to 66 recently? I'm sure you have. So we've done that for these experts up here, but we've done it for all of us to be reminded that we need to get in the book and just read it. Not in a fast pace. Just think about everything that we know and what we said earlier, and then I'm going to close. What we said earlier. We take for granted what we have. Do we know about John the Baptist? We know where he preached. We know what he wore. We know what he ate. But why does the Bible tell us those things?
Because they're important.
Because they're what?
They're important.
Important for us to know. Thank you all for being here. Thank you, experts, for being here tonight and sharing with us your brilliance. We'll see you all on Wednesday.